You've just tuned in to the greatest podcast in the world, right now, today, this second. It's And the Wife with Anastasia. Probably have heard me say it 1,000 times, but I had no idea. I've never had it.
In Living Color.
Just that one.
You like Mike and Ike's?
You like Mike and Ike's? Can I holla?
Yeah, can I holla, holla, holla? Is he hefty?
Is he hefty?
It's a skit.
It's a skit. I'm just riding it out. I'm just letting you
guys. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah. It's funny that you bring up Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Because anytime I think of Tennessee, I think of you.
Aww.
And I really I really enjoyed our trip to Tennessee. I know you didn't, though. I thought Tennessee was awesome.
I loved the trip. No, I didn't.
Yeah, and we had such good food.
You guys had more adventurous food than I did, yeah, that's for sure. You had
the hot chicken. You had the hot chicken. The hot chicken was really good.
My story gets better and better every time I tell it, and nobody ever fucking cares. Like, if hot chicken comes up in conversation, I'm like, ooh, I got something. And they're like, all right, cool. So you right on. And
so
that's
right
the,
on
the extent of it. And they're like, anyway.
So what do you say? You're like, someone says, oh, I went to KFC and finally tried that hot chicken.
Oh, it's not even.
And then you jump in and you're like, hot chicken?
It's always been in reference to one of those like Food Network shows where they're talking about out of the way places, and I'm not even really sure if I'm right, but it was Hattie B's we went to, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Good, because that's the story I'm telling. Because there was two different
you're
ones,
like,
and it's
like I hope
remember.
I got it right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, nobody can argue with me because they weren't there. So fuck, I can tell. Yeah, yeah, on.
Yeah. I went to the good one.
Yeah. And we stood in that fucking line.
Yeah. Everything about that day was unique. But, yeah. I mean, how many people go see a fucking gravesite on their vacation?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. Or a cemetery, really, because I mean, we
walked
didn't just go
a
to,
cemetery, yeah.
From the 1800s and shit.
And then went that tiny, weird town.
Yeah, of 35 people, and they can't drink.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
And they have there's no way they can change it. Just fucking is what it is.
Is what it is.
So they're in a town that makes liquor, can't have alcohol in the town. They sell the alcohol in the stores of the town, but you can't.
And
have
they it. And they also use it as bonuses to the employees. So what that's the how fun? They. That was like the way they got kind of got around it. Is it was a bonus for the employees? They got the discarded cases or some crap like that.
No, the best part was when you go to buy the custom bottle.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at
my they're like, oh yeah, you can, it's like $50 for the custom bottle and you get the liquor for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not allowed to sell you the liquor.
You're just buying bottles.
Yeah. Isn't that how hookers do it? They're selling you condoms and
you get the pussy for free.
Yeah. Boom.
This condom's only $150, okay? $150.
I only got 75.
Okay, well, we can work something out, baby. Well,
we'll get you a smaller condom. We'll get you a condom of a different grade. The condom's name is Candy.
Okay.
About
so,
that?
And if you say it fast, it's condom candy. So, you know, all the kids would be into it. They'd be like, give me some of the condom candy. Oh. There you go. Look, Mom.
Yeah.
Look, Mom, okay. It fits.
So the other weird thing we did in Tennessee was what that
Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, the Grand Ole Opry. We're still on the stage. That was cool.
I'm wearing my shirt right now.
Oh my god, you sure are. Why? He has a hee-haw shirt on.
That was the weirdest thing because we were walking around. We were walking around, and was it us to you, Anna, or did I say it to Jake? I was like, I wonder where they filmed the he, and before I can say ha,
here's where they filmed he, huh?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
I used to love that show when I was a kid.
Really?
I loved Hee Haw. Wow. I loved, was it the mini Pearl with the hat and the tag?
Sure, and off. The tag hanging off.
It was so funny. It was just the most ridiculous thing.
Is that the show where they had the different doors where they would open the
door and pop
their heads, where they'd pop their heads out and yell at each other?
Yeah. No, he's thinking of Laughing.
I think Laughing also had it. Yeah. It was very much a country version of it on Hee Haw. So, yes, it was on both.
They had like open up tiny barn doors or some bullshit like that.
Some funny little quip.
Yeah, I remember watching it. I don't remember it that well because I was a little bitty kid when that show was on.
It was always jokes about the farmer's daughter or something.
Oh, yeah. And like or some weird pun.
Or like some suey. Exactly. Something like that. Told me I would have had a piece of straw in their mouth.
The one memory I have the most from Tennessee, it's not really a memory. It's more of a perspective thing. Whenever we were at the Dukes of Hazzard General Lee Museum, and we had the picture taken of me and Frank on either on the car or whatever, we thought whenever we were doing it, you know, the poses we were doing, we looked like fucking badasses.
Yeah.
And then you see the picture and you're like, us fat fucks shouldn't be anywhere near that.
Yeah. Should be anywhere near the General Lee.
What are you guys doing?
No, I remember two very distinct things about that place and how you fucked me.
I didn't. It wasn't on purpose. I mean,
you fucked me hard.
What happened? Yeah, I was there. How did you get fucked, Frank? How did I miss this?
Because
it was quick.
It was quick.
Yeah,
I was gentle. But...
story of my life. No,
yeah. he used the candy condom.
free.
was it John Denver?
No, Schneider. Schneider.
Yeah, John Schneider.
It would have been amazing if it was John Denver. He would have been dead for like 3 years.
Yeah. Weird.
John Schneider was there the day before we went.
Yeah.
And fucking Jake knew it.
Jake.
And didn't say a word to us about it.
We were both fucked. I was fucked. I didn't even know it.
And
that's how bad it was.
When we went to the front and I saw the picture of it, I was like, John Schneider was here? And
yesterday.
I was like, yeah, yesterday. And he hasn't been here in 20 years. Like, oh, fuck me. Not again. So there was that. And then when we were like, oh, can we take pictures with the car? And they're like, yeah, it's like $5 or whatever it was, right? And they're like, the only thing you do is like, don't hang out the window.
Don't
and
do what you want to
do. Idiots,
of
course, hung out the window.
And then, of course. And then the lady who took us outside was a different person. It was a different person. So I said, is it okay if we hang out the window? And she's like, you're not supposed to, but I'm just going to look the other way.
While I take your picture for you.
Yeah. And I gave her $5 and she took the picture for us.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we weren't the first people to get away with it. I'm sorry.
Everybody wants to hang out that fucking window, man. I mean, why wouldn't you?
I mean, if you're there, why would you not? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. That's dumb. It should be like, okay, you pay $5 extra and you can hang out the window. And then they can get the extra $5 because everybody's going to ask to fucking do it. That's
they don't
stupid.
Want you to break the fucking frame of the car with your fat asses.
They had like 3 of them there.
But they don't want the car's damaged, Frank. They don't want you sliding
it.
Across the
fuck.
Hood and shit.
Well, yeah, sliding across the hood is different because someone will
might
definitely
scratch
hurt
with
them.
My keys or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're just hanging out the window, everybody wants to hang out the fucking window.
They don't want it.
Wasn't there like a TLC song about that or some shit?
Don't go chasing waterfalls?
No, hang out the passenger side of my
hanging out the passenger side of the General Lee. Yeah,
like that, you got it.
Scrubs.
Easy.
What I thought was weird about that place is that there were so many Confederate flags.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
We're at the north part, or almost at the northern part of it. I mean, it gets worse the more southern you go. Yeah.
I'm talking about the museum. That's not when we were out driving. When we were driving,
gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay, I'm getting to that part. But when we were at the museum, there's so many Confederate flags. And on everything, on the lunch boxes, on everything, because it's on the General Lee. Mm-hmm. And I thought what was clever of them is that you can buy a sanitized, version of the General Lee car and shirts without a Confederate flag on it.
But it's called General Lee.
Yeah, and so yeah, but it's still the same car. Yeah, but I
mean, like got, General Lee is the guy from the fucking
Confederacy. Yeah,
yeah,
and so
Mr. Confederacy.
Yeah,
and so I got one of those for my little guy. So he's running around town in his little General Lee shirt. No Confederate flag. But I thought it was really smart of them because it's like, yeah, I mean, I like the show and all, but I don't think I can wear this flag.
You don't want to have that conversation.
Yeah, it's like, it was just a show back when I was a kid. See, it was fun.
Here we go, ahead. Boomer.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Yeah, you know what else I remember about that place?
What?
It had two toilets side by side.
Oh, was that the place that the toilet was like?
I had the two toilets side by side in the bathroom. Out in the open. And they were like two different sizes and shapes.
Like what, a kid's and a grown up or just
two full size.
It was two adult toilets side by side in the bathroom.
So you can have a conversation with your friend while you guys take a shit.
Yeah, that's
efficiency.
Yeah. You can both go at once and you can hold hands.
Less time you're in there, the more time you're out shopping.
You don't want you to be scared.
Right. I mean, you're going to eventually shit in front of somebody anyway, aren't you?
It's natural procedure. I mean,
no, never. I haven't ever. I don't want to.
How much you drink while you're in Tennessee.
Fair enough.
You might end up shitting in front of a lot of people in a cell.
Oh, okay. God.
It just makes nightmare. Better stories.
Yeah.
Remember that time you shit your pants? Yeah.
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 No, when we drove out to see the
Lynchburg?
To Lynchburg, yeah. We drove out to Lynchburg.
God.
It was
getting real spooky out here.
Yeah, it was really, it was like surreal.
It was ominous.
Yes. I felt like we were going to, it was the beginning of like a scary movie.
It makes me think of like the opening to like the Ozarks. Cause it's all like I don't remember what time of year it is, but it just seemed like you were.
It was
like,
cold. It was
like
winter.
The opening to a horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a daytime opening to a horror movie.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then we did end up in a cemetery. So.
Oh, Jack.
We were driving through fucking the way to Lynchburg and then get to Lynchburg. And every.
Like you came here, so you get what you get. You're in Lynchburg. Yeah. Come on.
Every house, and the whole time I was like, I hope the car doesn't break down.
It was like that movie you were talking about.
Breaks
the other day.
Down.
Like that movie you were talking about the other day?
Yeah, none of us are going to make it. Because didn't someone call you boy, Jake?
Whenever I was first got there, I was, I don't remember how long, I don't think I had long hair at the time, but something about me threw people off.
Well, the 17 inch beard probably threw people off.
Like my tattoos, I really think is probably what it was. And I think I had like a rock and roll shirt on that wasn't really cool.
Some kind of death metal sweatshirt.
Sure. You know, like, you know, killing babies or something. I don't fucking
know. Yeah.
But like, yeah, I didn't get out of the van really much in Tennessee until I got to, I think it was, what was it called? Franklin. It was the town. And I got out to get gas after I got checked into the air, drove past the hotel, saw where it was and went and got gas, whatever. And then whenever I walked in to get the receipt because the receipt didn't pay out or whatever the fuck reason, I had to go inside.
What?
To go inside to the cashier because otherwise I would have just been at the pump, you know?
Okay.
So that was the first time I saw a human or talked to a human. That's what the point I'm getting at. And
everyone else was ghost.
Yeah. is my point. So my first interaction was just asking for whatever receipt I was asking for. And he's like, you have a lot of nerve walking around here like that. And I'm immediately like,
What?
You're like, what?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a kind of a different looking fella. I used to really have long hair, so I'm used to always being looked at differently, but not like being like dressed, you know. Anyway, you know, some people might like hold their purse tighter type thing, you know, because they're like, oh, that big scary guy is, you know, that rock and roll Satan guy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, nobody ever said, you know, like, yeah, we don't like your kind around here, and that's what the thing that somebody ultimately said was your kind.
You're and kind.
I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, what the fuck? we're similar, right? I mean, what kind is this exactly that we're talking about?
It does look like you have a teardrop tattoo on your face, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, so fuck me. I got skin cancer. I'm
yeah, but it looks like you've already, like you already have one body.
Is that people,
and they're still talking to me that way. I've already killed the Navy.
I've already killed one person.
Okay. I got this little one over here. I can just make that one bigger.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird that it was like that extreme. I don't think that your look was, well, I guess maybe yeah. for that area was a little extreme, but it's not any different than going to like Summerlin or something.
Sure. I mean, it really wasn't at all. And it was, number one, it was a gas station, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How ritzy is the nicest gas station?
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's a guy standing next to you smoking at the pump yeah. or something.
Exactly. Scratching his ass. But yeah. You can throw anything and not hit five churches when you were there, though. So there was that yeah. aspect of it also. So it might have really just been that aspect of I wasn't God fearing enough for him or some shit.
What made him think you didn't believe in God?
I mean, I really don't remember what shirt I was wearing. So maybe it was one of those aggressive shirts. Some kind of
death metal or death to all or something yeah. like
death
that.
Death to all?
Yeah. I mean, I always get out of my van and I scream bloody gore every time that I awesome. Maybe. I don't know.
Were you blasting like the hardcore metal? Like
yeah, on my factory van radio.
Yeah, your factory van radio. They can really feel it from inside the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, they're
yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's gross.
It really is.
So have you ever had someone confront you like that, though? Like, hey, you don't belong right here. You're not one of us.
No, yeah. That was the single time in my life that something like that's happened. So I really had no gauge in bearing or a way to figure out how to respond other than, all right, cool, and just take off, because I didn't have to stay there. So it was my choice to follow up on it. And so I just left. And so, I mean, it didn't really happen again. You know, I mean, there was a couple of glares, but for whatever reason, I think I'm not the most approachable person in the world. So most of the time people don't have the cojones to say anything, whether they think it or look it or not. Mm-hmm. They're not going to go, hey, bro. And yeah, this guy did.
Well, you're kind of close. You grew up kind of close to Canada. Do you get some of that influence in your speech pattern from time to time?
I don't necessarily notice. I definitely don't do the swery. But I'll, there's a lot of words I'll use that some people don't gather.
Like hoser or takeoff.
I'll say takeoff hoser. You know, just to prod just at to be a funny guy to be funny, yeah. or somebody who likes Doug and Mackenzie and whatnot. But I'll say y'all a lot. But
y'all,
I grew up way more than in just in Wisconsin. Actually, I did a lot of growing up all around the country. I just always made my way back to Wisconsin for some fucking reason.
That's the hotspot.
It was where the family was. So whenever my parents, quote unquote parents.
Why is it quote unquote parents?
What does that mean?
It was mother and stepfather. So that's what I mean by quote unquote. So it was like my mother and father was my mother and stepfather.
Okay.
We would move away for whatever reason. One of them would fuck up and we'd move back to Wisconsin because that's where the family would go back to. So it was like our fail safe. So like we went from Wisconsin to Arizona, back to Wisconsin, Oklahoma, multiple times.
That's where Big Mama lived. Then, always back to Big Mama's house.
Yeah, actually, technically, you're correct.
See?
And then also Kentucky. I was in Kentucky for like 2 years.
What? Years. Yeah, I don't hear an accent.
I've been in Las Vegas for 22 years now.
So okay, but
it kind of goes away after that.
Do you like get like ribbed when you go back to Wisconsin or if you ever go to Kentucky? Like you don't sound like one of us. You're not one of us.
Well,
yeah.
Everything that I would
hey, boy, get out of here.
Go on, get.
Go on, get now.
Yeah. Anything I would go back to would be Wisconsin. All the other points of reference were just stuff that we were at. So I don't really have any connection to those places other than the fact I was there, but I obviously do in Wisconsin. And anytime, which I don't even go back anymore because I'm so fucking fed up with the ignorant attitude that comes with the people back there that I, no matter what it is, you know, I could say, oh, hey, our Walmart has fucking milk on sale for $2. Yep, that's the big city life. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You guys get sales in the big city.
Yeah. We have to go down to Quick Trip to get our milk in a fucking bag, fucking city boy.
What? Bag milk?
They actually do have bag milk.
But... You know, a lot of other countries have their liquids
They're
in bags.
They're not another country, honey. Yeah. It's,
I know.
This is currently still part of the United States,
it's
as far as I know.
It's like living in another country.
I don't... Yeah. They have
bags. As far as y'all are concerned, it is. Right?
Yeah, as far as y'all are concerned.
Oh, there you go.
It came out. He just thinks Wisconsin. Come on, get now.
I get all scancing you up and woohoo.
Scancing.
You know, but honestly, though, that's one of the things I find really, I mean, to pat myself on the back, which is going to sound really gross when I say it out loud. That's one of the things I really like about myself is that I had a lot of different examples growing up. I mean, there was a lot of shitty examples, sure, because my parents were actually drug dealers for the better part of my childhood. So I was,
what
I was
the
around.
Fuck?
That must have been the shit.
But wait. Because of always, hold on, let me finish the one thought.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't pause for a minute there. I'm sorry. Okay.
I didn't have a full year in one school until my seventh grade. So that's how much we moved around, like as a clusterfuck.
Dude.
Yeah, right.
So you were always
the
new
kid. And then
I still
jumped around. I was always the new kid. So that's why I kind of have the demeanor that I do. You know, I'll always make fun of myself before you get the chance to. I'm a happy-go-lucky
like Eminem.
Person. Sure, kind of. But it also explains the reason why, in my non-professional opinion, because I'm not a psychologist by any means, it also is the reason why I'm such a fucking asshole, too, I think.
Because you didn't have it. Because you were forced into it?
Well, I mean, there was just never, oh my gosh, I was going to be like, there's never any love for me in the school. You know, it was. So, I mean, I just became defensive. So it was just, I just accepted it. And, you know, here I am. I'll just make fun of me before you get the chance and piss me off and I'll be an asshole to you.
I get that.
So what's my excuse? You know, I did move around a lot.
Yes, you did.
Whoa.
Samesies.
And you come from a broken home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had to
it's
work
so
from the time you were like 12
though,
or something.
Really.
Yeah. Or I'm just an asshole because I'm an asshole.
It's easier to be an asshole.
It is. Then
you just don't fucking care. It's easier.
Yeah. I literally said that to my mom yesterday.
Literally?
Yeah, I was like, I don't give a fuck if anybody likes me because I don't like anybody anyway.
Fuck them all. I don't give a fuck about you.
I didn't say it in that language. I would never curse at my mother.
Step back and start crip walking.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck about you. Because
my mother,
mommy.
I feel like she would never hit me, but I could feel the shame hit, like the burn
just
of her.
Shaking her head.
Yeah, the burn of her hatred for me acting that way.
It's the shame slap.
Yeah, it's like I can't believe he would say something like that to me.
The shame slap hits harder than an actual slap.
Yeah. I'm much more terrified.
Because you feel that shit for days, years.
I can never. But anyway.
I totally don't have that, though. I don't have any fear of my... I have very little respect for my mother. I have no respect for my father. So I envy that in somebody who still has the childhood... That's why I'm referring. I'm not being derogatory. It's like the childhood fear of mom. I don't have that anymore. It's just, you know, like, bitch, fuck off if you don't like
it. Oh,
I'm not trying to be like a dickhead about it. It's just,
no.
She was like the brunt of that. Oh, fucking city shit. You know, I'm like, it was never good for you. It was fucking, woe is me. And then it was always followed up with, you know, our life is so hard here and there's no opportunities. I'm like, well, bitch, fucking move.
Move.
It's not goddamn rocket science. Oh, but it's hard. Motherfucker, I left when I was 17, didn't look back. You know, tell me something about hard. Go eat a dick. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to help yourself, I just don't fucking care.
And then you crip walk away.
Totally,
I love to see Jay crip walk somewhere.
You probably do a pretty good crip walk.
I honestly don't know how to do it. I'll YouTube it, and
it's very easy. It's very easy.
I don't think it's not easy. Don't let him fool you. It doesn't look easy. It's like moonwalking, but like no. You're a robot.
It's forward
or something.
Crip is the blue one, right?
Yeah.
See, motherfuckers, now you think that's why it's funny, because this is like, you know, like everyday logic to you, and Midwest boy over here is like, the creeps are the blue ones, right?
Well, wait, is that about gangsters, though?
Yes.
What?
Crip walking.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Okay, never mind. My bad. Like,
I just pictured like somebody named Becky was like, is that the blue one?
I don't really like blue
the blue one.
I mean, they wear it year round. I mean, seriously?
Yeah, Anna, it's about being a Crip.
I thought it was just the name of a dance. I didn't know it had anything to do with actual gangsters. Oh,
God.
It just thought it happened to be ironic that the word Crip, which doesn't apply anywhere else in the world, happened to be in a dance.
I guess you look kind of like you might be crippled when you do the dance.
From now on, every time you say, I grew up in South Central, I'm going to be like.
I never say that because I didn't. I grew up South Central adjacent.
Yeah, I'm going to be like Crip Walk. I'll be like, remember Crip Rock?
I didn't hang out with people like that. You know that. That's not my life. I didn't. I wasn't about them streets. I didn't grow up like that.
We rolled our windows up. We weren't.
Yeah. Stupid. Yeah. We rolled our windows
about
up.
Streets. No AC.
She's all quippy.
So, I heard your parents were drug dealers.
Yeah, I know. Wait. Yes. Let's please unpack this, as people like to say these days.
How was that experience?
How's that experience?
My first question is, how old were you when you found out?
Yeah,
I was very young. I was under 10. So I would say if I had to place the time frame, because it was when I was living in Kentucky, is whenever I found out about it. And I think that's probably when it started, because we're in the middle of fucking nowhere. And that's why they were growing it and everything. It was marijuana. It wasn't like it was fucking heroin or anything.
Not drugs.
at the time it was. I mean,
I was thinking meth and stuff. Or something.
Oh, God. So is the story less interesting now? I'm sorry.
It's not as scary to me anymore. I was frightened for you as a child. I thought your parents are like meth addicts or crackheads or something, and you were just like sitting in your own filth all day because
I can see how you got there based off of the last 5 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. So if it's just weed, I guess they could somehow make kind of a decent, okay life for you sometimes.
We didn't. No.
But no, they no, didn't.
They,
okay.
probably they could just, have, but they, okay. they weren't the best, I guess.
They weren't very good drug dealers.
Yeah.
You're never supposed to take your own stash. That's what the first rule of drug dealing.
It's don't get high on your own
supply. Yes, that whatever, that thing. Sure. That.
Yes, yeah. That thing walk. Frankie said. Yep.
Yeah. Did they get high on their own supply?
I mean, it was definitely a family thing forever. So totally. I mean, my entire family across the board has always been marijuana users and open to each other about it. So that was kind of the reasoning behind the growing in the first place. It's a lot easier to smoke it if you have it, by the fucking
available. Yeah.
Yeah. So once they started growing it, they had an excess of it. So the obvious transition is to start selling it. And then that did factor into a couple of the moves that we had.
You had to get away.
Like, we got to get the fuck out of here. The heat is on us.
Yeah. Right? The one specific story that I remember, we had like an old Delta 88. I think that's an Oldsmobile Delta 88, but it's like a 17 foot long fucking metal box.
Road
that
boat.
Gigantic. It was like from the 70s. And so it had like a 7 foot trunk, so it was gigantic. We're out driving around one day what we're doing. I don't remember, but I clearly remember that I was a youngin'. So I was probably around 9 or 10. See, you're bringing it back. Yeah. And we pulled over to the side of the road randomly. He turns the car off and he's like, all right. He didn't call me son. I don't know what the fuck he called me, but whatever, Jake, we got this thing to do. Just follow me and just do what I tell you. All right. Mm-hmm. We started walking through the forest, and the one thing that the man was good for, it was he taught me hunting and guns and things like that. So he taught me how to, I don't want to act like I'm a country man, but I could take care of myself if I had to, like I could start a fire, shit like that because of him. But there's way more negative that came with him, so I'd rather trade it off of that. But we're walking like 100 yards into the woods, and then we come upon like 17 or so 5 gallon buckets that, I didn't realize it, but there were marijuana plants that ran them. So we just start carrying them back to the car because we had plenty enough room in the Delta 88. And of course, if you're going to go steal drugs from somebody, you take your fucking 10-year-old stepson, right?
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah. So I'm carrying one at a time. He's carrying like four, being all judgmental and shit as he passes me up each time. And then we put it in
the car. Yeah, because you're taking forever.
Right.
It's like, we're trying to steal shit, man. Fucker. You need to speed up.
You're not getting any of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we loaded everything up, and then we went back and, they unloaded it, whatever. So that problem was gone. And then that evening, it was something else happened after I went to bed. I don't know what the fuck happened. So the following night, again, myself and him and another friend who is what they told me, like they were trying, I don't know why they're trying to hide shit from me because they had me steal marijuana.
Did you know you were stealing it at the time?
I mean, I knew I was stealing. I didn't know what I was stealing. So it wasn't why am I walking into a field taking something that was clearly put there before me? I'm sure there was some bullshit excuse he gave me, like, oh, I left these out here or whatever.
It could have been his. You never know.
Yeah. So the following following trip, which might not have been the next night, but it was like the next night, myself, the stepfather, and another guy who was my stepfather told me he was going to take the guy out and drive around and show him the car because he wants to buy the car. I'm like, all right, cool. Why are you taking me with? I don't know. So we go back to the same spot to look for more of the marijuana. For whatever reason, I'm just tagging along again. Why I'm here, I don't know. But we get there, and we get about halfway into the woods, and we hear some rustling around. And they obviously put two and two together that the people's marijuana we were there to steal were there.
Oh.
Yeah. We're like walking away, and I'm still a fucking 10-year-old kid walking, whatever. We get back to the car and they start taking off. And as far as looking back on it, I guess everything seemed fine at first. And then another car came up on her ass. So we're getting chased in this gigantic fucking car.
Yeah, because these fools know that you're there for seconds. Yeah. You're there for a second. You returned to the scene of the crime.
We did. Yeah. And we brought it. Apparently, we didn't bring any guns or anything. We're just there to steal 5-gallon buckets. I don't fucking know. We got a kid.
Yeah. You're not going to shoot us with a kid in a car.
Yeah, we're just going to run you off the road, which is literally what they did. So they were, I don't know if we got ran off the road or we just lost control because we're a gigantic fucking car. Mm-hmm. But we lost control going around the corner and ended up hitting a tree. Everybody was so it was like a ditch embankment. And so we like hit the tree. We were probably going like 40 or something like that. So it was a good enough of a hit, but it wasn't like, are you dead? It was just like, you know, some shit got fucked up, especially in that gigantic fucking car. Ugh. And then the people who were chasing us, that obviously freaked them out enough and they left. And that's the last I knew of it. But the biggest thing I remember was I was in the back seat, and this is the part that makes no fucking sense. I was in the back seat, and for whatever reason, I was scared and I ducked down. And I don't remember if I took my seatbelt off or not, but either way, I was behind the driver's seat on the floor, and there was a litter box there. And so whenever we hit the tree, the litter the litter just flew up in my face. So apparently, I don't know why there was a fucking litter box in the car, but that's my memory of that.
Why?
Was there anything was in the litter box? I mean, like
for the sake of the conversation, I'll say no, but I don't remember. Okay. So we were always a cat family. So, I mean, maybe we were transporting a cat earlier in the day and I just don't remember that part of it. But during the accident that
like happened, a loose cat that wasn't in a crate?
No, I think the litter had something to do with the marijuana
accident. I am sure.
So you ended up covered in kitty litter.
Okay, so was your mom covered. Pissed off that your stepfather put you in this situation, or did
they were definitely fighting, but that wasn't a unique scenario. I mean, he was
very and then they got high and forgot about it.
You know, I really don't remember what happened, but I'm sure it wasn't pleasant. To show you the type of man that this my stepfather was, we were living in a house in Kentucky again, but this is one of the last houses we were living in before we failed and went back to Wisconsin.
Big Mama's house.
Correct. And it was just like a one-story house, and the kitchen was placed as such, like you walk in from the garage straight into the kitchen, and you could go into the pantry from the kitchen, or you could go turn left and go into the living room and down the hallway. Around the corner from the kitchen, you could walk into the back corner of the pantry, which would also, for whatever reason, lead into the bathroom that had an entrance from the pantry. Yeah, I didn't design the house.
Okay, I think there was some remodeling. Unlicensed remodeling.
Sure. Yeah. We got a door. Let's put it somewhere. So you could get into it, the bathroom from the pantry or from the hallway. So whenever it was the only bathroom in the house, it was that type of house. It was just one bathroom. So when my mother would take a bath, she would always just announce it to everybody, and she would leave the pantry side open to be able to air it out. So my stepfather thought it was one of the greatest things in the world. He's like, you know, he actually got my attention. He's like, hey, Jake, check this out. I got this new gun and I got some blanks. I'm going to go scare your mom. And he's proud of himself that he's getting ready to do this. So he had a hand pistol that he had 22 blanks in. And he had a clip of like, say, 7 or 8. I don't know what the fucking number was.
Yeah.
But he opened the door and kicked it open and just yelled something at my mom, which clearly got her attention, and just unloaded the clip on her. And she starts screaming and freaking out. And then, you know, he takes care of her. I run outside because I don't know what the fuck's going on. I didn't understand what's going on. And my memory stops there. I don't really remember what happened after
that.
But my mother has no fucking clue what I'm saying whenever I tell her this story, and she almost doesn't believe
what?
It. She has no recollection that this
happened. She blocked it out, too.
Yeah.
Because the dude was mildly psycho. I mean, he wasn't normal. So this wouldn't
mildly psycho.
I mean, dude, it wouldn't be that far fetched to have him be going there and legitimately try to murder you. So the fact that it was a funny ha ha, I'm not murdering you.
You're making my dick soft.
Okay, God. Kevin.
I want to know why Kevin's dick was hard in the first place.
I guess you heard it. Oh yeah. My God, it's so funny.
Because if you're gonna make the statement, you made my dick soft. I'm saying that for a reason. You know, to make you know that it, what you did was bad. But why do I have a hard dick in the first place? Or is it just is that like an inside thing that he always has a hard dick and you just deal with it? Yeah. That's why him and Frank are such good boys.
Yeah. Because he's always.
You know what you're getting.
He's always ready to go.
Okay. Well, what would your outfit be? Jake, if you were.
I did immediately think about it, and I have a whole different. I have a different form factor. So,
you went to a different place.
Okay, what's your outfit? Because Frank's outfits were all trash.
I was going to weird places.
Yeah, you're going to be sexy Jake. You're wearing
sexy Jake.
High heels and kind of lady pieces and parts.
The thing is not going to make sense, but I got it.
Okay.
So I'm going to have knee-high boots.
What's with you guys in these boots?
They're red shiny vinyls with about a 3-inch heel.
Okay. Don't fashion shame.
Okay, I'm just gonna listen.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it if you let me have the outfit. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, I want you to be comfortable in this situation.
We're in the trust tree, Anna.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The zipper is also gold, so
wow, okay. You thought about all the details here.
Yeah, I'm down with the gold zipper. Yes.
It gets a little bit sketchy in the mid area because there's nothing between the knees, and I'm wearing basically because I have a gut that hangs over, so I don't really want I want to kind of accentuate that. Okay. So I have a really small G-string because I have a really sexy butt, so I want to have that back there as well. So I have just a G-string that you can't really see a whole lot of because my fat overrolls it, so all you see is like the fabric that's covering up my nuts and a little bit of a whale tail in the back.
Okay.
A whale tail. Yeah. It's like what was the movie with Eddie Murphy, and he played two different characters in it, and then he also played the really big fat woman, and they went to the water park. They're like, ma'am, we can't let you in. You're not wearing bottoms, because her belly and legs were covering up her bottoms. You couldn't see the fact that she was wearing the bottoms.
That's what I'm talking about.
They're like, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm saying, it's like, ma'am.
Hey, Jake's all excited.
Ma'am, are you wearing bottoms?
You lift up, she like, what's up now, bitch?
Yeah. She lifts her belly up so you can see the bottoms, and then they let her in.
Like, oh, just go.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just go.
Okay, yeah. What do you have on top, Jake?
Well, tell. Nuts back
well, fabric. I mean, this is more for me than it is anybody else. It's a sleeve, cut off sleeveless flannel, or like a red and black, almost lumberjacky flannel.
Okay.
And it's wide open in the front. So it's
shoulders exposed?
Yeah, totally. And like frayed even, almost like
it was
on purpose. I bought it at Abercrombie for $800.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. 800.
I didn't pull the arms off. That's how I bought it.
Yeah, it came that way.
Yeah.
They used a special, like a wire brush.
Arm ripper offer.
Yeah. Arm ripper offer. That's the wire brush name.
So China kid in a factory did it for me.
Yeah, he did.
It's not a big deal, but.
So is it full length or does it? Is
it just it also covers the whale tail, so that's why I can flip it up kind of like a.
It's like hey.
Oh, like a tease.
Hey.
Yeah. Like hey, y'all.
I
come on over here now. I'm getting this.
Come on.
Come on now.
That's how you get the cows to come over too.
So yeah. And then you throw a sous-wee.
I don't hate it. Even though you have the boot.
There's one more thing that doesn't it doesn't make sense yet anyway, because it's all completely different.
Yeah.
You know, mushed together. But for whatever reason, I want to wear a black like widow's hat that has the little mesh that hangs down over their eyes.
What do they call that? The veil.
Is that a call of veil? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a dark mesh.
Like you're at an Italian funeral.
Sure. Yeah. Yep.
No, this seems kind of almost sideshowy.
That would be what I would feel comfortable in. And I would hope that I draw the line. It's not that I wouldn't do it, but I don't, I can't really fuck with the makeup part of it because I think I'm sexy as it is.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Your complexion doesn't need enhancement.
My wife would have a completely different opinion of that. She routinely tells me how disgusting my skin is.
Oh, dang. Like, you walk in the door and she's like, oh no, oh, that guy God. With that skin. Yeah. That skin boy.
She's been watching pimple popping videos for the past 6 hours.
Oh, I can't.
Walk in. So, yeah. Hey.
God.
I can't. It's fucking either that or Forensic Files. So, I mean, I don't know what to do. So, I just let it go.
My favorite ones are when they take the stuff out of the ear.
No, oh God.
Like, how did you not know that you had a fucking bumblebee in your ear?
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah.
The amount of wax that comes out of these fuckers is just, I mean, like, I would have a hard time putting it on the internet. Yeah.
It's 10 minutes. They're like in there for 10 minutes pulling shit out of these people's ears.
I can't. I don't know why people want to see this. I can't. I don't even want to hear about it.
Because you can't look away.
I can definitely. I always look away. I don't want to see.
Because you're
of that.
Waiting for like that last pull.
No, I don't
like,
want.
It's done. And then like a tiny amount of blood comes out. And you know they got to the end.
Jesus Christ. No.
Here's the best part of it is you see the person. Because I don't watch it at all. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But you'll hear the, oh, that's it. Like, you know, like the level of disappointment of I invested 45 seconds of my goddamn life on this.
Yeah. Where's the climber?
Yeah.
So gross.
There's so much still in there. This dumb motherfucker doesn't know what he's doing. Yeah. Sorry.
I love your outfit. I'm very excited about it. And I'm glad that people are thinking about putting on, you know, lady outfits. I'm super excited. Not lady outfits, because that's a man's shirt. You want a man's shirt. The flannel is a man's shirt.
And men wear G-strings.
Men can wear G-strings.
Yeah.
A sexy G-string.
Yeah. Then you watch, what was it, Party
put
Boy?
Put on a woman's one. It wouldn't
Party
fit,
Boy? Sorry.
Party Boy from, from Jackass.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which just rips off the...
Yeah.
He starts doing the club dancing right in front of the guy with shaking his arms.
God, that was so disturbing. That was just right there on TV, and everybody's like, look at that.
Okay. So, you and your wife don't share a bedroom.
Correct.
Did you start off right away, right off the bat, or is it something that evolved over time?
No. Day one. So
day one.
Yes. I was living in an apartment. She owned a house. I was mildly a clusterfucking again, paying my bills. So I kind of weaseled into moving in to her house probably before our relationship dictated that we should be moving in together.
Really?
But that has no bearing on the story, really. From day one, she always said, this is your room. This is my room. It was her decision. That's how it's always been for her.
You're like, so yes, mommy.
And at first, I mean, not just like, I mean, you guys are probably like, what the fuck? At first, I was like, what? You know, I had all the same questions everybody has. You know,
so did it feel weird? Because you've never seen it before. I've seen it since the first time I started working for rich people.
It was less about being weird, and it didn't take very long to get used to it all. So like, all of the benefits of living with somebody were 100% there. She had a different work schedule at the time than I did. So it just made sense to not, you know, force the other person to get up 2 hours before they had to, because you had to get your alarm off. And it just, once I got used to it, it was very awkward actually sleeping with her. Like whenever, cause I would still have I still want this crave. And, so I would, you know, like, say, hey, on Fridays and Saturdays, you know, can we sleep together or something like that? You know, whether it be her room, my room, whatever.
Yeah. How do you pick the room?
It was usually hers because, she has her bed is a little bit more fancy than mine. And so she is more picky.
You just had like a cot in the corner and she had a full, corner, like California king.
Yeah, correct. That's exactly what it was. So it was more desirable to sleep in her bed. So that's where we would sleep. And it was an upgrade for me, so I felt better in that bed.
Yeah, you were like, upgrade!
But like, you know, as soon as you get sleep in a king-size bed and you can, you know, spread out about to all four corners and do whatever the fuck you want, it's hard to go back to sharing it with somebody. So I have no regrets in the slightest about it. It's one of the best things that ever came from dating her in the first place. I mean, she has a lot of little nuances to her. But that one is the one that's definitely stuck throughout the years and I wouldn't change.
Okay. So do you guys like make appointments to fuck in one of those beds?
Fuck appointments.
Or basically
what it boils down to is, I mean, you guys have been together for 20 plus years. So you probably have your own
30.
Routines. Yeah. 20 plus is still 30.
Yeah. That's
you, you have your okay. routines that you know about. So keep in mind, we don't, we've never had kids, so we've never had any obstacles. So it really could have just been whatever, wherever, whenever, if we wanted to. That gets messy, and you just don't. I mean, it's not, you know, the middle of the floor is only so much fun to fuck on.
Yeah, it's not comfortable.
It's like, you know, more like just go, hey, do you want to go downstairs? And you know exactly what's implied by that.
So yeah, that you don't go on the slow jamming voice. Hey, girl, want to go downstairs? Hey, girl,
you think about going downstairs and just laying there beside me while I go to sleep?
Hey, yeah. Okay.
Exactly. 9 times out of 10, that is not what happens.
Okay. Yeah, I can't even imagine not having the obstacle of children. We've always had them.
Right.
So there's never a time where there's like, oh,
it's gonna be weird in like 8 years or 8 to 10 years when we don't have any.
Oh, but we're both so old. So it took you no time to get over it. I mean, the issue.
Very little, yeah. Which,
like, yeah, okay. And you tell people, does it ever embarrass her or you that you...
No, it's actually a point of pride. We both...
Oh, okay.
It's not like we, you know, tell random people our
yeah.
As you're walking down the street,
guess
like,
what?
You're buying a hot dog. Yeah. And they're like, oh, by the way, can I get extra mustard? And by the way, I don't sleep in the same room as my wife. Deal with it.
Yeah. How do you know?
So do you have a room in your house where you keep collectibles? Because then it seems like you're a little bit of a collector.
No, I wouldn't say I have a room. I have a house for my collectibles. there's staggered piles of things everywhere, really.
Uh-huh. So you collect things. Do you get something at every show? Because you go see like different movie related
conventions.
Yes. And so do you just like load up on like collectibles when you go to these conventions?
Whenever I first started going, it was definitely a great way to spend a couple $1,000s. And I realized very quickly
that
wasn't the most efficient way to do it, because there was conventions that were better, you know, this one's better than the last one, and it's happening every month. So you're not dropping $2,000 or $3,000 every month. That's very unrealistic. So I had to like hone that down into what it is I wanted to collect. So at first I was kind of just buying stuff that I could put on the wall. So it was less about like statues or figments, you know, things you had to find a shelf for. It was stuff that I could frame and put on the wall and just be done with it. And initially I was doing like one person autographing one thing. That's the thing that's on the wall. And I realized very quickly that when, you know, you do that 30 times, your house now looks like trash because you have 38 by 10 sitting on the wall. You look like a fucking, you know,
like a stalker
Italian restaurant or something.
Oh, Italian restaurant. Yeah. Like, do you ever get a machete one?
No, I've had opportunities to. It just, they always look cheesy, so I never thought it was neat. I do have a Jason Mask autograph though, so that's very similar.
Okay, well, so
who autographed it?
I have three autographs on it. One is the most famous Jason, which his name was Kane Hodder. I have the boy who played Jason who jumped out of the water at the end of part one. His name is Ari Lyman. And then in the Jason X, I believe Derek Mears played him. So
is that the one in space?
Yes,
that's that one was good.
It has some of the better, like as far as the ranking is concerned, it has some of the better kills in it. Like the one where they slam it into the nitroglycerin. Where are you?
Yeah,
the liquid that freezes.
Yeah,
the nitroglycerin. No, they smashes the face. That's one of the best.
But I remember that movie was actually like, after the first one, right, and the second one, and it was kind of a bunch of bullshit ones in the middle to me. And then, like, Jason X came out, and it was like, okay, now this is – I mean, was it a whole different director, different writer?
Most of them are all – like, there was very few repeat directors and repeat writers. So it was kind of always the same premise fucked with. Because you always had to bring Jason back to life somehow, because he always died.
Yeah, somehow.
So, you know, whatever that twist was, he just – deal with it and move on. You know, the first 5 minutes is, all right, just go get your popcorn because we're bringing Jason back to life.
Yeah. What did you like? Was it Freddy versus Jason?
I thought that was an amazing movie, and most people really just wanted to hate on it, and so they just went into it wanting
they pre-hated.
Yeah, because the premise, if you didn't watch the movie, the premise of it, it seems a little hokey. You're like, why are you bringing the two franchises together? Oh, this is fucking dumb.
Why not?
But once the premise is actually laid out and you're listening to it and you're hearing Freddy realize that he has to bring Jason back and, you know, to be able to get it all, that you're like, holy shit, this is actually a fucking good twist.
I don't, you know, I
fucking like this.
I kind of remember seeing part of it, but I don't remember the story at all. Maybe we should watch it.
I mean,
I know there's a lot of murder, death, killing there.
Yeah, totally. I mean, people are dying.
People are dying. So did you watch that last one with when they brought back, what's her face? What's her name? That lady.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Of course he did.
Don't even fuck with me about Halloween. That's a whole different animal.
That's his fucking gem.
Yeah.
Oh, is that?
He masturbates. Anytime anytime somebody says Halloween, he gets like a little comes out.
Okay.
We can talk about Halloween? Yeah, okay.
Wait. Okay, so of all the horrors,
a little bit squirts out every time.
Love them.
Every time.
Okay.
Every time.
Well, that's your favorite franchise.
Don't say it.
Yeah, that's your favorite franchise. Okay.
Without a doubt.
All right. So close. Other than Halloween, what's the greatest horror movie? It seems like you like slasher movies. Horror movie that you've ever seen. Your favorite. Like the one that you will go back to every time.
There's like not gore versus like slasher. Would you put slasher and gore? Is that two different categories?
I really do put them. Like with music, I hate all the subgenres. So, yeah. I mean, if the purpose of the movie is people are dying, it's a horror movie. I don't care if it's a thriller, you know, it's a serial killer. No, fuck it. It's a horror movie. Everybody's scared. That's the point.
Yeah.
Scary equals horror. Two of my favorites outside of like the big franchise ones, like the, whether they're a remake or a one-off, 13 Ghosts and Ghost Ship. Ghost Ship specifically has one of the most amazingly, brutal first 15 minutes. Cause you know, a horror movie is always the setup. Yeah.
Well, I saw it, but I don't remember. It's been a minute.
The rest of the movie is good, but the first 15 minutes fucking sells it all. So watch the first 15 minutes and be like, oh, that's what he's talking about.
I remember 13 Go. I remember liking that one.
That's fucking scary. I mean, there's just still things about that to this day that freak me out. And House on Haunted Hill, that's another good one.
That was really good.
Yeah, and that was a remake, but I never really saw the Vincent Price version of it.
That's the one with the roller coaster, right?
A roller coaster?
Yeah, where it breaks.
The Vincent Price. Yeah. Yeah, that one was good. I like, you know.
Yeah, the House on Haunted Hill. Yeah, I remember liking that one a lot.
Yeah. So what did you think of?
Is it Taye Diggs was in that?
I don't remember who was in it. It was a long time ago.
At the end where they're like sitting on the ledge.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to, you can get your chub out because it's time to talk about Halloween.
Okay. It was coming, so I've been preparing.
Okay. Yeah.
He already got
all lubed up.
He grabbed the lube already.
Okay, so so which
you don't
one
need lube? He's going
raw dog. What was your favorite? Which one was the best of the friend? There's so many of them. Was it like there 10 of them or something?
I think altogether there's 10. Ugh. It gets a little bit convoluted. So the more you deal with the timelines, it gets really fucking weird. But part one and two of the original 1978 and 81 versions they're basically part two is like a continuation of the night from part one. So you could really squeeze them both together and make one really long movie. Mm-hmm. So I always say that is my favorite movie, one and two.
How far apart were they?
It was
years wise in production.
Yeah,
I think it was 78 and 81, I believe.
Yeah, it was a while, kind of.
Yeah, it was like 3 years because whenever Carpenter did the 78 version, it was done for like $20. You know, it was like,
yeah,
and that movie,
whatever he had in his pocket.
You know, I still think that movie is super creepy. I mean, the original one, it's super creepy. I watched it, a year ago or something. I was like, this holds up because, you know, a lot of movies don't. And it holds its like creep factor.
That's the big thing everybody's doing on the internet right now. Is like, does the movie hold up?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I think that one still does.
Which is weird because we had that conversation last night after watching Scott Pilgrim. It's like that movie still holds up. That's a great fucking movie.
It is a great.
Yeah, movie. Everything holds up in your head until you watch it again.
Yeah,
like, that was a good movie. Then you watch and you're like, fuck, what was I thinking?
Yeah,
like,
I loved this movie, The Believers.
Believers.
It's from the late 80s and it starred Martin Sheen And
I was about to say Charlie Sheen.
Not Charlie. Martin Sheen when he was younger. And that movie I loved as a kid, and I watched over and over again. I just watched it a couple days ago, and I fucking hate it now. It's stupid.
Is that movie where it's like a lot about Santeria?
Yeah, it's about Santeria. And then I don't practice Santeria. That one.
That's the only thing I know about.
Yeah. And then there was this movie, Serpent in the Rainbow, which I loved as a kid.
Yeah, I remember something about that. It was a book first, right?
It's a book. They were both books.
It's the same kind of movie.
Yeah, same kind of movie. It's like this religious, crazy religion
horror movie
thing. And they were zombies and stuff. Real zombies. And I love that movie.
Not the fake zombies. Yeah. No, not the fake ones.
No, like real life zombies. No, because...
real Z's one. Not virus zombies.
Not virus zombies. They say...
The other kind of zombies.
Voodoo zombies. So I thought it was so creepy and so scary when I was a kid, and I just watched that one like a month ago, and it was fucking weak, and I hated it. I hated every minute of it. I was like, why did I love this movie so much? So they don't hold up. But anyway,
I've kind of stopped watching older movies for that reason, because like Sarah hasn't seen a lot of she had a different childhood than I did, so she hasn't seen a lot of the classics.
Yeah,
you know, my classics. And sometimes I'll show them to her like midway through. I'm like, fuck, what am I doing? This isn't working. So many of those movies are about you where you were, not yourself.
When was the last time you saw The Exorcist, the original, Linda?
I saw the whenever they added the extra scenes in it in the theater.
They added extra scenes?
Like whenever she did the crab walk down the stairs backwards.
The crip walk? Okay.
they added like 20 minutes of footage or some shit. I don't remember exactly.
It was 20 minutes of original footage, or like they added some reshoots and kind of made them grainy and added them in.
No, it wasn't that bad. No, it wasn't like found footage. It was just added the original director's
cut. The director's cut.
Yeah. So like all of the main stuff was there, and a lot of it was extra Egypt stuff. Like at the beginning, you're like, "Oh, this is the extra 15 minutes."
Awesome. Weak. Yeah.
Yeah. Weak.
Yeah.
So did it hold up for you, or?
I honestly, for me, I forgot how much Egypt stuff there was at the beginning. I don't even remember
Egypt in the movie. So
it might not be Egypt, but wherever they dug the fucking thing up that had the curse in it that they brought back to America.
I don't even remember any of that.
Are you sure you're not talking about the Brady Bunch?
It might be
the Brady Bunch. It's funny that you say The Exorcist. I'm literally sitting in front of my Exorcist poster that was signed by Linda Blair.
Name drop.
Just a little bit.
All her status up in here.
Yeah. I paid her money. We're basically friends.
Wait, yeah. We're besties. So did you buy it like online, or did she sign it in front of you?
90% of my stuff is in person. I don't really fuck with buying stuff because
I want to see the person sign it.
Well, it's more about the experience for me than it is the possession. Mm-hmm. It's more about the gaining of the experience and having that thing as the thing that reminds me of that experience. So buying something off the internet, I don't really want to remember that experience. It's not like I'm going to eBay and going, this is amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. This was totally signed by, you know, Rocky.
And you travel all over the place, don't you, for these? Correct.
Yes.
Items.
I travel all over the place for my entertainment. Yeah. So it's not just this, like concerts and other things, but to focus on this. Yes, I've traveled all in the United States. It's not like I'm going to Europe or anything, but it's, I'll fly somewhere specifically for a convention. Yes.
So do you have a Holy Grail, or have you already obtained the Holy Grail?
I definitely have my Holy Grail basically filled, which is an original one sheet of the Halloween movie with... Because the original Halloween did not have that many actors in it. I mean, it was basically only like the core,
like four or five people. Right.
Like throughout the scenes there's some off characters. But throughout my conventions I've gotten about 90% of those people, and some of them are dead now, so they can't be gotten. So my conglomeration of those autographs is decently impressive.
You take it with you to the convention and then have the next person sign it.
Correct. You know who's at the convention before you go, so it's not like it's a surprise. You can prep yourself for it. And there's different levels of prep. You could just like take your poster, roll it up, put it in a tube. You could, you know, strap it to a piece of cardboard so it never bends.
Buy an extra seat on the plane for it.
There's different levels of people, and I'm in the middle of the road. There's some real fucking fanatical people out there.
Like, you don't touch it with bare fingers. You don't want the oils getting it on there.
You know, I'm like, dude,
It's a fucking horror movie.
Yeah, it's a horror movie. Chill out. Yeah,
end of the day, it's still a fucking horror movie.
Yeah, but you just spent like $4,500 to obtain that signature. So
I've never spent anything that much, but yeah.
Well, I'm talking about like getting there and the hotels and the flights and the gas and the and all that.
Hey, now you sound like my wife. What are you doing?
My wife.
Do you need that autograph? No, I don't need it.
I don't need it, but I'm going to do it.
I don't have it.
Yeah, but you're living your life to its fullest.
That's living that thug life, man. You gotta
that thug life. Yeah. This is thug life. What is, do you have gangsters on the brain today? Were you watching The Power or something?
The Power? No, I wasn't watching The Power.
They had The Power 2 coming out.
No, whenever somebody spends a lot of money on something, I was like, yeah, it's living that thug life.
Is that what thug life is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Doing what the fuck you want.
Yeah. Doing what the fuck I want whenever I want. That's living that thug life.
Well, you've always been a thug then. Is that it? Hey.
I wear that brand.
That's what he knows.
That's why I am representing the thug line.
Thug life is full on over here.
Yeah, full on thug life. Full
on. Okay, so you were going to tell us about last Halloween when they brought back Jamie Lee Curtis.
Which was actually the second time that they brought her back.
Yeah, I know. I saw that one when they were at school or something.
Was it like Halloween 2000 or something?
I don't remember.
H2O. It was 20 years after the original.
Oh.
So it was 1998. So that was the catch line. They brought her back. That's 20 years later. But they in the newest one, which is now the third movie in the series. This is where it gets laughable.
Yeah.
The third movie in the series named just Halloween.
Okay. So
there's the original Halloween. There's Rob Zombie's Halloween. And this movie, for whatever reason, was just named Halloween.
Isn't the first one named John Carpenter's Halloween? Or is it just Halloween?
He does have top billing, yes. So that is
it's like Tyler Perry's,
Madea.
Madea. Like John Carpenter's Halloween. So that's why they were able to.
They worked hard. They want to put.
So is the second Halloween Rob Zombie's Halloween?
Yes.
And then this one is just straight up Halloween.
Just for whatever reason, because this is going to be part of a trilogy that wraps up the story, quote unquote. Horror movies never wrapped up. To wrap up this portion of the story, there's going to be a part of a trilogy. So it's Halloween, Halloween Kills, and Halloween Ends, or something to that effect. I don't remember the exact taglines that go with it. But Jamie Lee Curtis is in the next one, which is Halloween Kills. And so she's in that one as well, which obviously Michael Myers comes back from dying in this last one, yada, yada, yada. So
has that one already been shot or is
it? I think it's DVD? Mostly shot or completely not shot at all. I don't. This book, yes. Either, we're supposed to come out in October. Now they're skipping it to next October. So I think it's like 90% in the can. They're just, they want to have a specific date for release for significant reasons. Like that have something to do with.
They probably wait till 21 at this point.
So, how do you feel about the Rob Zombie movies?
I do have a really, really cool Rob Zombie story. You'll have to stop right because you already know it.
For his movie
31. Did you watch 31?
Uh-uh.
It was 31 was a horror movie that was about like a game. So like it was like kind of a class system. And so there was the rich people were betting on these people that were put into a situation. So it's a decent enough movie, but it's a Rob Zombie movie.
Sure, we didn't see that.
You're not having a big epiphany yet at the end. It's just a crazy horror movie. But he did a crowdfunding thing for that. So at the time, I had a decent amount of credit. So I'm like, I want to do the crowdfunding. I want to be part of this. And, I really like supporting things that I give a fuck about. Mm-hmm. I know that my little addition isn't going to, be all end all. But, if enough people give enough of a fuck about other people's art, then
I paid for a box of donuts and craft services.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, I did something.
You did your part.
So I did a couple of different packages. I did a couple of different ones, but one of the ones I got allowed me to go watch the movie screening with the cast in LA. So I sat down and watched the movie with every member of the cast, got to hang out with them, had dinner, had wine, which it wasn't really my thing, but like everybody just walked around, mingled. So like me, Sherry and Rob just sat there and
just hanging out
10 minutes. It was just like one of those really cool. Yeah, it was legit.
And he wasn't all like, I have to be with these people. Oh,
thing. Mm-hmm. No, he was totally one of those down to earth guys that, he knew why everybody, because what he said was, if I don't recognize you,
did you fangirl out? Like, were you all, did you geek?
I've never done that. I've never in front of the person.
But as soon as they turn the corner, you fucking.
I've always kept it inside. I've like definitely
hands over the mouth.
Yeah, like whenever you meet somebody that you didn't, or is like a big, you're like, oh hey, you know who you are. Like I met Danny Trejo in a fucking elevator. And at one convention, the celebrities stay at the hotel also. So whenever I was staying at the hotel, the floor that I was on, several of the celebrities were on. So going up and down the elevator, occasionally there would be people in there. Sometimes I give a shit, sometimes I don't. But Danny Trejo was in there, and I'm just like, you know what, dude, I don't ever do this. Can I get a selfie? Fuck yeah, man.
Fuck yeah.
And I thought it was really neat. And he was in several of the Rob Zombie movies. So I had my posters there to have him sign. He was nice. One of the guys I was there to get signed. And so I posted that picture on Facebook, and one of my friends from Wisconsin hit me back right away and said something to the effect of like, oh, weren't you afraid to kill you or something like that? And I'm just like, and I just played it off. So whenever I went to his table, I go, I remember me from the elevator. He's like, oh yeah, Jake, what's up? My friend back home, I told him the story. He's like, pull out your camera. Let me tell her something. So I pull out my camera, and he looks at the camera. He's like, you ready? I go, yeah. He's like, Meg. And I don't remember what the fuck he said, but he gave like a 15-second message to my friend back in Wisconsin out of the blue. Then I sent it to her, and her mind was fucking blown. It was really neat because like he addressed my name.
I don't think I've seen this picture or the four video. You got to whip it out.
I'll
figure it out. Son.
That is real. He seems, you know what? He seems like he would be a guy that was like that. Like, like a cool dude. About them streets.